270 northbound hung up badly. The work zone from 118 past Clarksburg, getting by single file to the right. 50 to the Bay Bridge is good to go. Outbound on the 14th Street Bridge, still working with this incident that started as a broken down car, turned into, I guess, a crash because fire department is still there, and you're getting by in two lanes to the left, headed for Virginia. WTOP Traffic Center presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. Visit WindowNation.com. Bob Inler, WTOP Traffic.
And next we're going to Veronica Johnson, 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Sensitive spring plants could be damaged overnight. We do have a frost advisory up between 2 a.m. and 8 a.m. Temperatures expected to drop down to about 36 to 46 degrees. Mid-30s out in the mountains where there's a freeze warning up. At least temperatures will rebound tomorrow nicely into the lower 70s with sunshine. 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Fort Belvoir is at 53, Foggy Bottom 59. In Silver Spring, 54. Some of us could be down to the 30s overnight.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up here on WTOP, black smoke was visible for miles after a warehouse fire in Sterling. Baltimore's mayor and others filed papers. They say the owner of the cargo ship that destroyed the Key Bridge should pay for all the damage.
Money's now finally available for some Prince George's residents to buy security cameras. I'm John Doman.
D.C. tries to lure pop-up businesses to fill vacant spaces downtown. I'm Nick Einelli.
We celebrate Earth Day in part by reviewing the fully electric Fiat 500e in the WTOP Car Review, coming up at 9:15. Asia-Pacific markets are higher after the Dow gained 254 points. 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. With opening statements wrapped up, the first witness took the stand today in Donald Trump's Manhattan trial. He's accused of falsifying business records to cover up payments to an adult film star to keep her claims of sexual affair out of the media.
Former National Enquirer publisher and longtime Trump friend David Pecker has testified about the publication's practice of paying sources for stories. Prosecutors say Pecker agreed to help the Trump campaign identify negative stories about him in 2015. A year later, the lawyer for adult film actress Stormy Daniels offered to sell her story to the Inquirer, which is where the alleged cover-up of payments to her came in. Trump's take outside the courtroom:
it's a case as to bookkeeping.
He calls that minor in the eyes of the law. Peter King, CBS News.
The U.S. Supreme Court takes up a case considering whether it's cruel and unusual to punish people for sleeping on the streets when shelter space is lacking. Justice Elena Kagan asks Oregon lawyer Theane Evangelis,
can you criminalize homelessness? And you're suggesting, yes, you could.
No, we do not criminalize homelessness. I'm not saying...
Could you criminalize homelessness? Not tell me what you do, what you don't do. Could you?
So I think there would be due process problems and vagueness problems.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken rejects suggestions that Washington might have a double standard when applying U.S. law to allegations of abuses by the Israeli military in Gaza.
We continue to work every day to bring the fighting to an end, to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas and other groups, to uphold international humanitarian law, to prevent further suffering, to create a path toward a more peaceful and secure future for Israelis and Palestinians alike.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrations have been taking place on college campuses across the country, calling for an end to Israel's ongoing military offensive in Gaza. But some students and lawmakers have denounced the protests as anti-Semitic. CBS's Meg Oliver reports at New York's Columbia University.
Orthodox Jew Sahar Tartek, the editor-in-chief of the Yale Free Press, says demonstrators surrounded her on campus while she was reporting over the weekend.
So they started taunting me and giving me their middle finger and yelling in my face. And until one of them waved his Palestinian flag in my face and then jabbed me with it in my left eye.
In Las Vegas today.
3, 2, 1, go Raiders!
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and Nevada's governor were among those who attended the ceremonial driving of the spike to kick off construction of a high-speed rail passenger line between Las Vegas and Los Angeles. It's called Brightline. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
9:03 here on WTOP. It's Monday night, April 22nd, 2024. Fort Belvoir at 53 degrees. Some of us down to the 30s overnight. Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. A warehouse fire in Sterling sent black smoke billowing into the sky and triggered a significant emergency response this afternoon and early evening. Loudoun County's fire department tells WTOP crews were still on the scene at last report, working to extinguish any remaining hot spots, but it's largely under control. One responding firefighter was treated for heat exhaustion at the scene. At last report, nobody else was hurt. Listeners reported to WTOP with phone calls to the newsroom and on social media, they could see smoke from miles away, including at Dulles Airport, more than 3 miles from the warehouse fire itself. In a post on X, Dulles Airport says its operations are normal despite the smoke. The owner and manager of the massive container ship that took down the Francis Scott Key Bridge almost a month ago should be held fully liable for the deadly collapse. That comes from court papers that were filed today on behalf of Baltimore's mayor and city council. The two companies filed a petition soon after the March 26 collapse, asking a court to cap their liability under a pre-Civil War provision of an 1851 maritime law. It is a routine but important procedure for such cases. A federal court in Maryland will ultimately decide who's responsible and how much they owe in what could become one of the most expensive maritime disasters in history. 9:05 on WTOP. Many of us might feel safer if we had a new security camera at our home. There's a new law making that happen in Prince George's County called Jay's Law. We get an explanation from WTOP's John Doman.
County residents and businesses in certain neighborhoods can get up to $200 for the installation of a new camera system, with $100 available to help cover subscription costs for video storage. Right now, the program is only open to those in three small areas of the county, though: Langley Park, Glass Manor, and Walker Mill, and the cameras can't have been bought before July 1st of last year. The law was inspired by the still unsolved killing of 13-year-old Jay's Agnew, who was murdered while raking leaves in his front yard. It was passed 13 months ago, but it's only now that the county is taking applications. John Dome in WTOP News.
A Fairfax City man is grateful for the gift of life after almost dying in a car crash. WTOP's Kyle Cooper tells us the man never forgets to say thanks to the first responders who saved him.
Albert Johnson passed out from a heart problem 5 years ago along Route 29 in Fairfax City and smashed into a light pole.
But the engine was still running and my foot was on the gas, so the tires were still spinning. So the tires were smoking.
A Fairfax City police officer smashed the car's window, pulled him out, and started CPR. In the 5 years since, on the anniversary, Johnson, now 77, drops off cookies and other snacks to the police and fire department to say thanks. Will he keep it up?
Oh, yes, I certainly intend to. Every year around the end of March, I start thinking, gosh, April's coming up. I need to get those cookies.
Johnson says he feels pretty good these days. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
A federal judge has ruled that Amtrak acted within its legal authority when it moved 2 years ago to take the commercial leasehold interest at D.C.'s Union Station by eminent domain. The judge determined the National Railroad Passenger Corporation, which does business as Amtrak, met its burden of proof to exercise what it's called quick take authority. After negotiations to get the lease from an affiliate of New York's Ashkenazi Acquisition Corporation broke down. The Washington Business Journal reports Amtrak argued it needed to control the property for several reasons, including to advance expansion plans at the busy rail station. The judge now says there must be an orderly transition of Union Station's operations and management. Everyone involved in the case has until the 1st of May to turn over a status report to the court addressing conditions for the property's transfer and compensation. Coming up on WTOP, in fact, let's do it right here. A vacant storefront just does not look very good, I think you'd agree. And that is why D.C. is working to fill vacant spaces downtown by luring pop-up businesses, making it easier for them to move in quickly. WTOP's Nick Iannelli was with D.C. leaders as they announced the new program.
We are laser-focused on being a catalyst for economic development.
Calling all pop-up businesses, D.C. wants to remove the red tape for business owners willing to transform vacant storefronts. A new program allows those entrepreneurs to get a streamlined certificate of occupancy so they don't have to go through the traditional permitting process. Brian Hanlon, director of D.C.'s Department of Buildings, says this process includes a safety inspection which will take at most 15 days.
The goal is simple: to accelerate the permitting timeline for activation of vacant spaces while still ensuring, of course, safety.
The streamlined permits are for now being offered only in the Golden Triangle and the downtown D.C. business improvement districts. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Now coming up on WTOP, could Oreos be sued over so-called discrimination against other similar cookies and where you might find them in the supermarket. We'll check that out and have traffic and weather in about 30 seconds.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart, but integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. We're experts in ecologically friendly lab-grown diamonds. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com, online or one of our retail stores.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks, and Bob Immler in the traffic center.
On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound, traffic has to exit at Route 32 with this crash. And some traffic is able to get back on just beyond Route 32, but that kind of comes and goes. For now, they are allowing that. But if you're southbound, all lanes are open. Northbound, you're exiting at Route 32 on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound. 95 is good to go. Interloop Beltway, they have set up road work on the Interloop after the American Legion Bridge in Carter Rock. Two left lanes get by that now. And 270 northbound down to a single lane to the right from 118 past 121. That is for road work. 395 southbound of the 14th Street Bridge, the broken down car that turned into a four-car crash. Fire department came in, everything. They have now left and getting by to the left. Now you do have a couple lanes getting by once again, so you've got that slowdown headed out for the 14th Street Bridge. This all began well before, this began sometime before 6 o'clock. So it's been going on a while now. Things are running pretty well around the Beltway, though, in Maryland and Virginia. Virginia side, 395, 95, and 66, each running pretty well. WTOP Newsroom furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets. Plus, brand-name mattresses. Affordable, never looks so good. Bob Imler, WTOP Trust.
7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
A terrific evening after a lovely day. Mainly clear skies and temperatures between 50 and 58 degrees. But from evening through overnight, temperatures will drop quickly and more. We're headed down to about 36 to 46 degrees by early Tuesday morning. That's low enough where we could see some frost, maybe even freezing temperatures out in the mountains far west. Right now, we're expecting temperatures to rebound nicely, though, for tomorrow afternoon back into the lower 70s with sunshine. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
College Park at 54, Fairfax City is at 52, National Mall 58 degrees, some of us down to the mid-30s overnight. We are brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money News, 10 and 40 past the hour. Let's check in with Nancy Lyons.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. A bit of a Wall Street recovery today. The Dow was up 254, or 2/3%. The S&P made it above 5,000 again, adding 43 points, or 0.8%. The NASDAQ gained 169, or 1.1%. Move over, Oreos. Hydrox could be coming for you. Hydrox owner Leaf Brands is reportedly weighing an antitrust lawsuit against Oreo's parent, Mondelez International. According to Food Dive, Hydrox claims the Oreo manufacturer is intimidating retailers and instructing workers to hide, misplace, or move Hydrox cookies to less desirable locations. The maker of Pampers diapers has raised a stink about ads for Huggies. So Kimberly-Clark is changing ads that claim Huggies Little Movers are the best-fitting diaper. Procter & Gamble got the win after taking its complaint to a New York nonprofit that helps companies resolve advertising disputes. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Nancy Lyons on WTOP.
Let's check out the Asia-Pacific markets, mostly higher tonight. Tokyo stocks up 0.5%. South Korea's KOSPI up 0.25%. Australia's ASX 200 up 0.5%. Still to come here on WTOP, as long as we're celebrating Earth Day, we may as well look at a fully electric new Fiat 500e. WTOP Car Guy will have our car review for you on the way. 9:13. Stay with us.
Prince George's County elected officials are rallying behind David Trone for Senate. Derek Leon Davis, former councilman.
I believe David Trone always approaches this job from the perspective of doing the right thing.
Denny Taveras, delegate.
He's provided opportunities for returning citizens before it became popular. He was someone who provided health insurance for same-sex couples before it was popular. He has a proven track record.
Crystal Oriata, Councilwoman.
He's someone that's honest in politics, which is rare. It is so important to have elected officials that are not afraid to go against insurance, big industry.
Not being bound by financial interest is a blessing. You can go out and fix problems.
We need somebody that can walk into different rooms and get things done.
I worked for 16 years here in Prince George's County. I'm voting for David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
Coming up on WTOP, an amazing archaeological find at Mount Vernon. And could it even still be edible? More from WTOP in about 60 seconds.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
It's 9:15 and we're glad you're with us tonight. It's the WTOP Car Review on Earth Day. We are looking at the fully electric Fiat 500e, a pretty good car, we learned, to zip around the area, especially if you're close to D.C., some of the city's narrow streets and alleyways. Well, let's take you live to WTOP car guy Mike Paris to take a closer look at this Fiat 500. Mike, somebody might hear this and say, oh, no, you're not going to pack me into that little sardine can, that Fiat, but we understand it has a surprisingly large amount of space.
Yeah, well, I guess I couldn't make it to Miami for the launch of this vehicle, but Brian Armstead did, and he's 6'9". He fit in this car quite easily and had no problem driving it around and can get in and out pretty easily. And yeah, I drove it too, and it's quite easy to drive in the city. Very spacious for someone of normal size, not 6'9 like him. So yeah, you can definitely get people in the back seat too if you're someone under 6 feet and driving this car.
And he's not like the guy on The Simpsons who says this is the biggest car I could afford, and his knees are like, you know, I guess it was comfortable.
No, he looks like a human being and not like scrunched in there like we're going to have help to get him out. And so, yeah, it's definitely the second version of the 500e. The first one was out between 2014 and 2019, and it was a bit half-baked. Well, now it's all EV from the beginning, and it packaged a little bit better and drives a little bit nicer and gets further along the road than the original one did, about 150 miles.
Well, before we get to the range and everything, one more question about space. What if you have a lot of luggage? I don't mean 9 and 10 pieces, but a reasonable amount of luggage. Is there storage space?
Well, you better pack lightly. Maybe for a week, maybe 2 weeks might be pushing it for this vehicle, unless you want to maybe throw it in the back seat. And if you don't have anyone in, you could throw it in the passenger seat. But yeah, it's definitely not huge on cargo space. Definitely huge for front seat driver and passenger. And for the rest of the car, it's a little bit tighter.
And so what kind of charging experience do you have in the range that you mentioned?
Get about 150 miles. It's not the quickest charging vehicle I've ever seen in my life. Takes about 30 or 40 minutes to get from like 10 to 80% on the charge. And overnight, if you have a level 2 charger, which will come with this vehicle. So it's a nice pickup for charging your vehicle at home if you can.
And can you get off the lot for about $30,000 or a little more?
Yeah, maybe a little bit more. There's a couple of them around town right now, and most of them are the entry-level version of this vehicle, so about $32,000. There's versions a little bit more luxurious, get you about $37,000. But yes, for an electric car, it's not going to hurt the wallet as much as many of the others on the market right now.
And a few seconds that we have left, any downsides here? We talked about how you can't pack a lot of luggage, but other than that, anything that's not too great?
It's pretty small, so you definitely have to get used to driving something that's going to be one of the smallest vehicles on the road when you're around in a world of SUVs and crossovers. That and, yeah, it's definitely not going to be the most spacious for those who want to try to fit the back seat.
All right, WTOP's car guy Mike Paris. See pictures of, read a lot more about the all-electric Fiat 500e at WTOP.com. Just search car review. Top stories here. Opening statements happened today in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. The first witness took the stand for a short while, but he'll be back on the stand, we expect, for many hours tomorrow. Oral arguments today before the U.S. Supreme Court over whether people experiencing homelessness can be fined for sleeping out in public. Keep it here for full details on WTOP. Now we're going to go back to Bob Immler. He's in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Little improvement on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound at Route 32. The crash remains, but now you get by single file to the left around this crash. 95 is good to go both ways, and 270 not so much. Very heavy and slow getting past 118 to a point after 121. It is road work, and you're getting by single file to the right. 50 to the Bay Bridge is running well. Inner Loop Beltway at Carter Rock just after the Legion Bridge. Two left lanes get by road work, and now in Virginia, a work zone is set up northbound at King Street. Single right lane gets by very slowly. I think they are now setting up southbound after 123 toward Prince William Parkway as well. And southbound 395 on the outbound 14th Street Bridge, the crash is still there. Fire department has moved on, still getting by two lanes to the left, headed for Virginia. Sometimes a virtual visit is all you need. Download the MedStar eVisit telehealth app for on-demand urgent care 24/7. Learn more at medstarhealth.org/eVisit. Bob Immler, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson. And I suppose a frost advisory or freeze warning at this time of year, not totally unheard of, but kind of rare.
That's right. Not unheard of, because the growing season has started already and we can still get temperatures just low enough to see some frost form. That's exactly what we're looking at for tomorrow morning. Areas of frost, but then going over to sunshine. So this frost advisory is going to stay up until 8 a.m. goes in effect at 2 a.m. for D.C. Metro, much of the area really. And then freeze warnings for far west out in the mountains where temperatures could be even a little lower down around freezing. We'll move into temperatures that will be in the upper 60s to lower 70s for the afternoon, which is quite seasonal. So a nice rebound for your Tuesday afternoon. And it's going to be a gorgeous day, just a nice day to be out. Now, Wednesday will be just as mild, but we're going to start today with some clouds. And there could be a few sprinkles or light showers coming our way up until about 10 a.m. This will be a quick moving system. It will leave us with cooler air for Thursday and Friday. And that means we may be talking about some frost again for Thursday and Friday morning. We'll have highs both Thursday and Friday in the lower 60s. Right now throughout the area, I've got D.C. at 62, Vienna, Virginia, 51 degrees, and Camp Springs also at 51.
It's brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air, trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP.
Why some are becoming curious about sobriety during Alcohol Awareness Month. I'm Luke Lukert.
We've got more news in about 90 seconds.
Did you know, for every Wish Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic grant, there are three or more children with critical illnesses that need your support? My name is Emma, I'm 14 years old, and I have epilepsy. Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic granted my wish to go to Discovery Cove with my family, where I swam with dolphins, went to the aquarium. It was an amazing experience. Thank you, Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic. Donate today at dmvwishes.org to help more kids like me get their wishes granted. That's dmvwishes.org.
Hello, my name is Amy Blaken, and I am the CEO of Client Solution Architects. With more than 40 years' experience, CSA has been a partner of choice to the federal government, delivering mission-focused integrated technology and operational support services. Our global employee population consists of more than 52% veteran and military spouses that are at the forefront of our clients' mission. Bearing witness to the power of a wish and creating bonds with our adopted wish kids, like Emma, is a uniquely inspirational experience. The acts of kindness and generosity on behalf of our employees is a testament to living our vision. CSA is making a positive impact to the lives of others, giving back to the communities we operate in. From the messages behind the reason to give to the dedicated Wish Kids that became a part of CSA's family, our thriving partnership with Operation Dreammaker continues to bring life-changing hope to children and their families. Please visit dmvwishes.org for more information.
You're listening to WTOP News.
9:23, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thanks for being with us. A former special police officer is heading to prison after being sentenced in a shooting that left another woman injured outside a 7-Eleven in Northeast D.C. 27-year-old Chanel Clinton of Alexandria was sentenced to 3 years in prison, followed by 2 years suspended jail time. Back in February, she pleaded guilty to a count of assault with a dangerous weapon. It was back in the middle of January. Clinton was working as an armed special police officer assigned to a 7-Eleven on Nanny Helen Burroughs Avenue, Northeast. She and the victim, a former acquaintance of Clinton's, got into an argument when the victim began recording Clinton on her smartphone and, according to police, taunting her. The two continued to argue outside the store. Prosecutors say at one point Clinton pulled out her service weapon and shot the victim in the shoulder just above her collarbone. The search goes on for a suspect in last week's shooting at a park in Greenbelt that left five teen boys injured. It happened Friday at a senior skip day event at Schroem Hills Park in Greenbelt, where more than 500 students had gathered. Greenbelt police say 8 to 10 shots were fired from one person. They still don't know why. Three of the five teenagers who were injured are now out of the hospital. 9:24 now on WTOP, and archaeologists often find bits of porcelain, parts of clay pipes, and shards of glass. But WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports that archaeologists in Mount Vernon have now unearthed two intact bottles with cherries inside.
It's pretty rare to find a whole bottle, or much less two. But the really exciting thing is that they were full of liquid.
Mount Vernon's principal archaeologist, Jason Burrows.
When we brought them back to the lab, it wasn't just liquid. There were intact 18th century cherries in the bottle.
The sealed bottles were buried beneath the cellar floor.
Being the first person to lay hands or eyes on those objects in 250 years is pretty thrilling.
The bottles of cherries were likely prepared by enslaved people at Mount Vernon.
It's quite likely the Washingtons held these bottles in their hands.
The cherries are undergoing analysis. As for the green glass bottles,
they will eventually make their way into one of the museum exhibits here so that everyone will be able to see these up close.
Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
9:25. Let's go to Rob Woodfork.
The Cleveland Cavaliers on the brink of a 2-0 series lead over the Orlando Magic in their first round playoff series. They are